The federal investigation lasted 6 years and focused on DeLay's ties to convicted former lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Abramoff was released from prison in June. He now works at a pizzeria in Baltimore. Tom DeLay, on the other hand, has been dancing with the stars on television. Now, does today's news give DeLay further reason to celebrate? Cal Gilson is professor of political science at SMU.
His goose is pretty well cooked politically.
He's a man in a fight to remain relevant.
That's Lou DeBose. He's co-author of The Hammer, a book about Tom DeLay. The ex-congressman has no illusions of returning to Capitol Hill, but in a 2007 interview with NPR, DeLay cast himself not as just a man trying to save his own reputation, but as a defender of our nation's political system as a whole.
I will not succumb to the Democrats' criminalization of politics. I think it's incumbent on me to fight the politics of personal destruction.
DeLay told reporters on a conference call today that he only regrets that it took the Justice Department 6 years to conclude its investigation. But his legal troubles are far from over. In 2005, DeLay and two colleagues were indicted on felony conspiracy charges right here in Texas. The charges allege DeLay accepted corporate money in violation of state election laws by laundering the funds through the Republican National Committee. DeLay's trial is expected next spring and is likely to last several weeks. Andy Euler, KUT News.